Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Maddux. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting third. The third baseman, Mike Schmidt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bobby Tolan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lonborg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jim Lonborg. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rick Monday. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Maddux hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Maddux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tolan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wallace for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Madlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tolan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Luzinski strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boone hits a line drive towards center. Wallace catches it and throws to first to double up Johnstone. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morales hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Maddux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Trillo. Tolan moves to third. Jim Lonborg, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lonborg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Tolan. The throw to Burris covering the plate. The slide. Tolan is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris bunts towards first. Tolan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt strikes out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallace hits a line drive into left field. Lozinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from Boone and he is out, Cash applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Morales, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tolan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tolan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lonborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Lonborg is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Tolan. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Trillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into left field. Lozinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tolan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boone fires to first and picks off Mitterwald. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmidt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lonborg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wallace is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallace hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Madlock moves to second. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Madlock moves to third. Morales moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lonborg fields it and throws to home to get Madlock. Morales moves to third. Biotner moves to second. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Lazinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tolan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tolan hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Jim Lonborg. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Maddox is 0 for 3 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burris is 0 for 2 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 3 in the game. Schmidt strikes out. Two outs. Greg Lazinski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lazinski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lazinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Martin pinch runs for Greg Lazinski. Jay Johnstone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnstone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. John Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.